Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving into On Saudi Arabia by Karen Elliott House, a Pulitzer Prize-winning author whose deep understanding of Saudi Arabia is shaped by an impressive career in journalism and 35 years of visits to this enigmatic country. Through her eyes, we explore the intricate tapestry of Saudi Arabian society, a realm of stark contrasts where immense wealth coexists with widespread poverty, and an aspiration to global prominence is hampered by an education system lagging far behind. House unveils the layers of religious extremism and the complex dynamics of the royal family, painting a vivid picture of a nation wrestling with internal contradictions. This book is an essential read for those looking to grasp the pulsating heart of Saudi Arabia beyond the headlines. It's particularly insightful for readers curious about the nuances of life in a country that stands at a crossroads between tradition and modernization, including economists intrigued by the paradox of a nation that is affluent yet faces significant socioeconomic challenges, and travelers seeking to understand the rich cultural landscape of Saudi Arabia before stepping foot in it. Join us in this episode as we explore the depths of Saudi Arabian society, guided by the seasoned perspective of Karen Elliott House. On Saudi Arabia, its people, past, religion, fault lines, and future. Introduction. Discover the hidden layers of Saudi Arabia, a realm of intrigue and tradition. Saudi Arabia, a land shrouded in mystery and steeped in history, stands as one of the world's last absolute monarchies. This nation isn't just unique for its government structure, but also for its fascinating origins and societal contrasts. Following the dissolution of the Ottoman Empire after World War I, the Arabian Peninsula was a tapestry of warring tribal factions. It was in this tumultuous landscape that King Ibn Saud emerged victorious, laying the foundation for the modern state of Saudi Arabia in 1932. This kingdom, however, is no stranger to paradoxes. Despite discovering vast oil reserves in 1938, transforming its economic landscape overnight, a significant portion of its population languishes in poverty. The stark contrast between the opulent lifestyles of the wealthy and the daily struggles of the common folk is emblematic of the broader social and economic challenges facing the country. For those seeking a glimpse into the Saudi way of life, the opportunities are rare. The kingdom's stringent restrictions on non-religious tourism veil its culture and traditions from the global eye. Yet, beneath this veil lies a world where the legacy of Islam intertwines with the rhythms of daily life, creating a society that is as fascinating as it is complex. In our exploration, we delve into how Saudi women navigate a male-dominated society, the transformative potential of social media in mobilizing the nation's youth, and the perplexing reality of why immense oil wealth has yet to fully address the socioeconomic disparities within Saudi Arabia. Join us as we journey behind the scenes of one of the world's most enigmatic nations, unraveling the layers of tradition, wealth, and change that define Saudi Arabia. Part 1. The intriguing fusion of absolute monarchy and religious devotion in Saudi Arabia. Imagine a kingdom where the lines between royal authority and religious faith blur, creating a realm where governance is not just a matter of politics, but of divine will. This is the reality in Saudi Arabia, a nation that stands as one of the world's remaining absolute monarchies, a place where the king's word is law, influenced deeply by religious convictions. In contrast to the ceremonial roles of monarchs in the West, such as Britain's royal family, Saudi Arabia's king wields true power. His reach extends across all corners of governance and society, from appointing religious leaders and judges to hand-picking the members of a largely symbolic parliament. The king's influence is so pervasive that even regional governance falls to princes of the royal bloodline, reinforcing a network of authority rooted in familial ties. To protect and project the monarchy's image, the royal family holds the reins of the nation's media, while vigilantly monitoring social and civic organizations to prevent the rise of dissent or protests. This intricate control mechanism is underpinned by vast oil wealth, yet the true essence of the king's hold over his subjects transcends material wealth, tapping into the profound power of religious influence. The path to absolute monarchy was paved in the early 20th century when King Ibn Saud emerged victorious from decades of tribal warfare, uniting the Arabian Peninsula under his rule in 1932. His next challenge was ensuring the loyalty of the Bedouin tribes, a task he approached by transforming the societal fabric of his new kingdom. Leveraging Wahhabism, a strict interpretation of Islam, Ibn Saud laid the foundations for a unified national identity, urging nomadic tribes to settle into communities bound by shared beliefs and unwavering obedience to the Quran. This religious cohesion offered the newly established monarchy something more potent than mere allegiance. It guaranteed devotion. In this unique political-religious landscape, the royal family doesn't merely rule. They are seen as earthly representatives of divine will. This intertwining of monarchy with deep-seated religious fervor ensures that the king's authority is rarely questioned, establishing a governance model that is as fascinating as it is unique. Part 2: The dynamic interplay of religious observance and debate in Saudi society. In stark contrast to the often laid-back approach to religion in the West, Saudi Arabia is a country where faith permeates every aspect of life. Here, the practice of Salat, the Islamic ritual prayer performed 5 times daily, is a universal and deeply respected tradition. Unlike the often thankful and abstract prayers of other religions, Salat is a meticulously structured act of devotion that culminates in a physical expression of submission to the divine will, facing Mecca. Yet, for all the outward uniformity in religious practice, the kingdom is no stranger to internal debate and diversity of thought on matters of faith. Central to these discussions is the question of gender interaction within society, a topic that has stirred considerable controversy among Saudi Arabia's religious leaders. In 2009, the kingdom found itself at a crossroads when senior religious scholar Sheikh Shatri openly criticized the mixing of genders at the country's newly established universities. This critique ignited a debate that transcended scholarly circles, involving a spectrum of religious authorities and the public at large. Proponents of a more lenient stance defended their position by citing historical precedents set by Prophet Muhammad himself, who engaged with women outside his family in varying capacities, from social interaction to personal care. In an unprecedented move, the head of the vice police, traditionally strict enforcers of moral conduct, commanded his officers to refrain from intervening in public interactions between men and women. This directive, which ran counter to the expressed views of the Grand Mufti, the highest religious authority beneath the king, marked a significant moment in the kingdom's grappling with religious interpretation and societal norms. The public airing of these religious debates in newspapers did more than just inform. It invited the wider population to reflect on the nature of Wahhabi Islam's teachings. Perhaps many began to ponder, the seemingly rigid framework of their faith harbored more flexibility and room for personal judgment than they had previously believed. This realization, emerging amidst a landscape of reverence and ritual, highlighted the complex, evolving relationship between faith, governance, and daily life in Saudi Arabia. Part 3: Social Media, the bridge connecting isolated lives in Saudi Arabia. Imagine living in a world where your primary interactions are confined to a tight-knit circle of family and tribe, a realm where cultural and festive gatherings are rare, and the vast expanse of the desert reinforces a life of isolation. This has been the reality for many in Saudi Arabia, where survival often meant sticking closely to one's own small community, under the watchful eye of a monarchy that values uniformity and control over social freedoms. For generations, this enforced isolation, combined with strict religious doctrines, discouraged any form of public gathering that was not prayer-related. Besides maintaining a rigid social order, these practices served to prevent the emergence of collective dissent against the ruling powers. Women, veiled and kept from the public eye, and men, dressed uniformly, navigated a world where laughter and shared emotions were seen as deviations from the norm. Yet, as the world entered the digital age, the rigid fabric of Saudi society began to show signs of change. Technologies that were once unimaginable, such as satellite television, mobile phones, and the internet, started to penetrate this secluded society. Among these innovations, social media emerged as a powerful catalyst for connection and change. The advent of platforms like Facebook has provided a new public square for Saudis, one not bound by the physical and social barriers that have traditionally governed their interactions. While day-to-day exchanges on these platforms remain cordial and uncontroversial, major events have shown the potential for social media to foster collective action and critical discourse. The floods of 2009 and 2011 serve as poignant examples. These disasters laid bare the country's inadequate infrastructure and the government's ill-preparedness, inciting public outrage. The discrepancy between the nation's wealth and its inability to protect its citizens, compounded by misleading official narratives about the impact, fueled a wave of criticism on social media. Citizens turned to these digital spaces to voice their frustrations, bypassing conventional restrictions on public discourse. For perhaps the first time, the widespread and collective nature of this criticism made it clear that the traditional barriers keeping Saudi Arabians isolated from one another were beginning to crumble. Through the lens of social media, Saudis are not only connecting with each other over shared experiences and grievances, but are also challenging long-held norms and practices. The digital age, with all its tools for communication, is slowly reshaping the social landscape of a kingdom known for its guarded and segregated way of life, signaling the dawn of a new era of interconnectedness and public engagement. Part 4. The rising voice of women in the tapestry of Saudi society. The narrative that confines women solely to the domestic sphere overlooks the rich tapestry of Islamic history, where women like the Prophet Muhammad's first wife, a successful entrepreneur, and another, a military leader, were figures of strength and influence. Today, women in Saudi Arabia are reigniting this legacy, challenging the traditional roles ascribed to them and advocating for their rightful place in both public and private arenas. Saudi Arabia, however, stands at a crossroads in terms of women's rights. The societal structure has long enforced a woman's confinement to the home under the watchful eye of male guardians and holds the dubious distinction of being the last nation to forbid women from driving, a potent symbol of the broader restrictions on women's freedom and autonomy. The winds of change began to stir following the Arab Spring in 2011, with Saudi women boldly participating in drive-ins. These acts of protest not only challenged the ban on driving, but also symbolized a broader demand for freedom of movement and equality. Despite the ongoing legal restrictions, these defiant acts marked a pivotal moment in the kingdom's gender dynamics. King Abdullah, who led the country from 2005 to 2015, played a notable though complex role in this evolving landscape. His reign saw initiatives that, while modest, signaled a potential shift in the status quo. The announcement in 2011, allowing women to participate in the 2015 parliament elections and the subsequent eligibility of women for appointment to the Consultative Assembly of Saudi Arabia since 2013, were landmark decisions. These bodies, crucial in the formulation of new laws, opened their doors to women, marking a symbolic, if not entirely substantive, progress toward gender inclusivity. However, the layers of symbolism and the real impact of these changes merit scrutiny. Although these reforms cast the late king as a proponent of women's rights, they operate within a political system where the power of legislative bodies is limited. This paradox underscores the complexity of advancing women's rights within the framework of a society where political authority and cultural norms are deeply intertwined. The struggle for gender equality in Saudi Arabia, therefore, is a journey marked by symbolic victories and ongoing challenges. Women's efforts to reclaim their space in public life are gradually reshaping the societal fabric, drawing from a deep well of historical empowerment and navigating the nuances of modern-day reforms. As Saudi women continue to challenge their traditional roles, Their actions echo the legacy of powerful women from Islamic history, signaling a slow but steady redefinition of their place in the kingdom's future. Part 5. The Rising Tide of Youth Dissent in Saudi Arabia. In cultures around the world, teenage rebellion marks a rite of passage, an expected, almost celebrated phase of growth. Yet, in the traditionally conservative society of Saudi Arabia, where respect for authority and religious adherence are cornerstones of national identity, the concept of youthful insubordination is strikingly novel and increasingly visible. The kingdom, known for its stringent adherence to religious laws and social norms, finds itself at a crossroads, confronted by a burgeoning demographic of young people who view the world through a different lens. With one of the youngest populations globally, Saudi Arabia is ripe for a seismic cultural shift, propelled by its youth's eagerness to challenge the status quo. A telling moment came in March 2011, when the Arab Youth Survey pointed to a profound cultural rift. An astonishing 31% of Saudi young adults expressed a disconnection from traditional values, the highest ratio among the 10 surveyed Arab nations. This statistic illuminates the groundswell of dissatisfaction brewing among the country's youth, seeking outlets for their discontent. Their rebellion takes many forms, from dabbling in religious extremism and engaging in acts of vandalism, to adopting Western fashion as a symbol of modernity and defiance. Each of these acts, in their own way, pressures the Saudi government and society to reckon with the call for reform. Among the voices of dissent, one poignant example of youth-led activism is Feras Bugna, a young Saudi filmmaker. Bugna's short film, titled We Are Screwed, threw a stark light on the grim reality of life in Riyadh's impoverished neighborhoods. Through compelling visuals, the film confronted viewers with the paradox of poverty in the heart of one of the world's wealthiest nations, where families survive without basic amenities and subsist on meager incomes. The film's impact was immediate and far-reaching, garnering nearly a million views online and sparking a widespread conversation within Saudi Arabia. Yet, it also led to Bugna's arrest, highlighting the government's unease with the burgeoning rebellion. His eventual release after 15 days, amid a surge of public outcry and a campaign on social media, symbolizes not just a victory for Bugna, but a testament to the growing power and influence of Saudi youth. This emerging generation, armed with digital tools and a new perspective, is challenging the foundations of their society, advocating for a future where traditional values can coexist with calls for change and reform. The vibrancy of this youthful dissent is not just reshaping familial dynamics and religious discourse, but is also a beacon for the broader societal transformations underway in Saudi Arabia. Part 6. The Surprising Role of Saudi Princes in National Progress. Imagine inheriting not just a title, but a responsibility to an entire kingdom. In Saudi Arabia, the royal family tree's branches have grown wide and numerous, thanks to the polygamous practices of the kingdom's founder, King Ibn Saud, who had 44 sons from 30 wives. Fast forward 3 generations, and the kingdom boasts thousands of princes and princesses, direct descendants of Ibn Saud, facing the unique challenge of finding their place within a society where royal titles far outnumber traditional roles of governance and authority. Given this abundance of royalty, the majority of Saudi princes find themselves in a peculiar situation. Without a specific role in the country's administration, they receive a stipend, around $19,000 a month, and the daunting task of carving out a meaningful existence for themselves. Contrary to what one might expect, however, many of these princes channel their resources and time into serving their country in inventive and impactful ways. One exemplary figure is Prince Abdullah, a grandson of the founding king. His inheritance was not a vast fortune, but a modest allowance from his father. Yet, Prince Abdullah had aspirations that went beyond the confines of royal comfort. With ambition and a bank loan, he embarked on an entrepreneurial journey, launching a paper recycling business in 1991. long before environmental sustainability became a global trend. Prince Abdullah's contributions didn't stop at entrepreneurship. Inspired by the stark contrast between the proactive mindset of American football players and the more fatalistic attitude of Saudi athletes, he turned his attention to the realm of sports. This observation led him to author a book comparing the sports cultures of the United States and Saudi Arabia, aiming to ignite a shift towards greater personal accountability and resilience among Saudi athletes. Prince Abdullah's story is a testament to the potential for positive change embedded within the ranks of the Saudi royal family. It challenges the notion that a life of privilege automatically equates to one of idleness. By leveraging their unique positions, resources, and perspectives, Saudi princes like Abdullah show that they can, and often do, play a crucial role in shaping the kingdom's trajectory. From championing environmental initiatives to fostering a cultural shift in attitudes towards success and failure. Part 7. Navigating the education crisis in Saudi Arabia amidst rising unemployment. While youngsters in other parts of the world might begrudgingly trek to school each day, not fully aware of the privilege they possess, Saudi Arabia grapples with educational challenges that paint a starkly different picture. Despite substantial financial investments in education, the kingdom faces a daunting challenge: an education system that lags significantly behind, and an unemployment rate that tells a tale of missed opportunities and potential. Historically, education in Saudi Arabia was a privilege few could afford, with formal public education systems only coming into existence in the 1960s. Fast forward to today, and despite pouring hundreds of billions of dollars into education, surpassing even the United States in educational spending, the outcomes remain dishearteningly deficient. The crux of the issue isn't merely financial, but interwoven with societal and systemic barriers. A notable example is the restriction preventing women from teaching male students, alongside the preference of well-educated men to pursue more profitable ventures in the oil sector. The repercussions of these educational shortcomings were starkly highlighted in 2011 when comparative studies by the American National Center for Education Statistics placed Saudi students among the lowest performers internationally, particularly in critical areas like mathematics. This educational gap contributes significantly to an unemployment crisis, especially acute among the youth, with rates soaring to 45.5% for women and 30% for men within the 20 to 24 age bracket. Understanding the gravity of the situation and its implications, King Abdullah took bold steps to revolutionize the education sector. Recognizing that unemployed youths not only represent wasted potential, but are also more susceptible to joining ranks of rebels or extremists, the king significantly increased education funding to $137 billion in 2010 and instigated key administrative changes. Among these was the appointment of his Stanford-educated son-in-law as the new Minister of Education and the historic appointment of Noura Al-Fayez as the Deputy Minister, marking the first time a woman held such a high-ranking position in the kingdom. However, the path toward educational reform in Saudi Arabia is fraught with challenges, chief among them the resistance from religious leaders who advocate for a curriculum heavily focused on Islamic theology and history. This tension between the push for a broad, modern education and the pull of traditionalist views creates a complex landscape for reform, highlighting the ongoing struggle to balance progress with cultural and religious identity. As Saudi Arabia continues its journey toward educational and economic improvement, navigating these intricacies will be key to unlocking the potential of its youth and securing a prosperous future for the kingdom. Part 8. The quandary of Saudi's oil dependency and its economic future. Imagine sitting atop a treasure trove of oil. It sounds like an enviable position, doesn't it? Yet, for Saudi Arabia, this abundance has morphed into a double-edged sword, revealing the pitfalls of over-reliance on a single natural resource and external workforce. The kingdom finds itself at a critical juncture. confronting the reality that its oil reserves won't last indefinitely, and grappling with the economic and social implications of this dependence. The crux of the issue lies in the unsustainable economic model that has propelled Saudi Arabia for decades. Oil has been the linchpin of the economy, driving growth but also fostering a precarious dependency that now poses a significant threat to the nation's fiscal stability. Jadwa Investment's forecast paints a bleak picture, predicting a road paved with debt by 2030 if the current trajectory of depleted reserves and escalating expenditures continues unchecked. Complicating matters is the kingdom's reliance on foreign labor. The Saudi economy leans heavily on the expertise and labor of expatriates, who often possess the education or willingness to accept lower wages that local labor does not. This situation exacerbates the unemployment issue among Saudis and contributes to the stark reality that approximately 40% of the population lives on less than $850 a month, with a substantial portion languishing in poverty. Efforts to rectify these economic vulnerabilities have persistently fallen short. Despite investing billions in welfare, military, education, and religious institutions, the underlying problems remain. Attempting to tackle these challenges, King Abdullah's strategy skewed towards bolstering the public sector, instituting a minimum wage for government positions, distributing bonuses, and creating over 126,000 new jobs in various public services. While these measures appear promising on the surface, they inadvertently perpetuate the core issue. By amplifying the allure of public sector employment, they diminish the incentive for Saudis to venture into the private sector, the very area that could catalyze the diversification of the economy beyond oil and reduce reliance on imported labor. As Saudi Arabia endeavors to navigate its way out of this economic dependency maze, the need for a paradigm shift is evident. Only by fostering a vibrant private sector, reducing oil dependency, and integrating the domestic workforce more effectively, can the kingdom hope to achieve a sustainable and prosperous economic future. This transition demands not just governmental initiative, but a collective will to redefine the Saudi economic landscape for generations to come. Final summary. At the heart of Saudi Arabia lies a tale of contrasts, one where the entwined forces of religious devotion and immense oil wealth have shaped the kingdom's journey through time. The monarchy, underpinned by deep-rooted religious influence, has historically wielded absolute control, guiding the nation through its rich history and into the complexities of the contemporary world. Yet, as the finite nature of its black gold becomes an undeniable reality, Saudi Arabia stands at a pivotal juncture, confronted with the imperative to navigate the path towards modernization. This nuanced narrative reveals a kingdom striving to maintain its cultural and religious ethos while grappling with the economic and social demands of a rapidly changing global landscape. The challenge ahead is formidable. The transition from an oil-dependent economy to a diverse, sustainable one, coupled with the social transformations necessitated by this shift. As Saudi Arabia endeavors to redefine its identity and place in the New World Order, it must carefully balance the preservation of its heritage with the embrace of innovation and progress. This story of Saudi Arabia is a reflection of a nation at a crossroads, charting its course through the delicate interplay of tradition and the push for a modern state. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.